Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Brain Stuff is brought to you by Lynda.com. Lynda.com offers thousands of engaging, easy-to-follow video tutorials taught by industry experts to help you learn software, creative, and business skills. Membership starts at $25 a month and provides unlimited 24/7 access. Try Lynda.com free for 7 days by visiting Lynda.com/brainstuff.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What is a tiny house, and how can you build a house for $3,500? Houses in the United States have been getting bigger and bigger for decades. If you go back to 1950, the average single-family home in the United States was about 1,000 square feet. Today, it's more than twice that big, 2,200 square feet. The tiny house movement is a radical departure from this trend. Houses in this category get as small as 65 square feet. More typically, they fall somewhere in the 100 to 200 square foot range. The idea is to create a very compact space so that you can simplify your life and greatly reduce expenses. The interior of a tiny house often shares some features with boats and RVs. For example, if you're compressing a house into 100 square feet, the kitchen and the restroom are going to be very small. Boats and RVs work with this same kind of constraint, and a lot of times you can find appliances or bathroom fixtures from boats and RVs that work well in tiny houses. Right now, I'm looking at the floor plan for a tiny house called the Popomo. It is 8.5 feet wide and 20 feet long, about 170 square feet. It has 4 rooms, a kitchen, a bathroom, a bedroom, and a great room. There's also a coat closet. The great room is 5x9, or 45 square feet. The bedroom is 7x5, or 35 square feet. The bathroom is only 15 square feet, 2 feet wide, and the kitchen and the closet take up the rest of the space. As tiny houses go, this one is pretty spacious, but you can see how compact a tiny house usually is. Tiny houses often run afoul with building codes. For example, a typical building code might require at least one room to be 120 square feet and all other rooms to be of a certain size. To get around these requirements, most tiny houses are built as trailers with wheels so they're easy to tow around. But to create a towable trailer, there are usually width restrictions. This is why most tiny houses are less than 9 feet wide. Many people who build tiny houses pride themselves on the low cost of construction. One video on YouTube shows a tiny house complete with trailers and wheels built for only $3,500. How is this possible? The answer is recycling. If you get on Craigslist or FreeCycle, visit demolition projects and look for building material recycling shops, you can find used stuff like lumber, windows, doors, and cabinets at very, very low prices or even free. These materials greatly reduce the cost of a tiny house.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And don't forget to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. You can also follow BrainStuff on Facebook or Twitter at BrainStuffHSW. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
Audible.com is the leading provider of downloadable digital audiobooks and spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded to your iPod or MP3 player. Go to audiblepodcast.com/brainstuff to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.